you know, it's not healthy. You know, people are dying through self-destruction. They're also dying through an imposed destruction, and that's, you know, that comes in the form of the uranium threat. So, you know, all sides, physically, spiritually, mentally, psychologically, they're dying a very slow death. And everybody around here that's exposed to the development are dying a slow radioactive death. So that's what it looks like here at Dalton Pass.
This is Michelle Arak speaking for Generations. The Dalton Pass, New Mexico area, located in the heart of the United States uranium belt, is home to about 15,000 Diné, or Navajo people. These people face a poison which threatens the entire southwestern United States, uranium mining and milling. There are currently 38 uranium mines and 5 mills in operation in the Grants Mineral Belt, and 8 multinational corporations, Kerr McGee, Conoco, Mobil, Gulf, Phillips, Tennessee Valley Authority, Pioneer Nuclear, and United Nuclear, are building uranium mine shafts within a 25-mile radius of Dalton Pass. John Redhouse, with the American Indian Environmental Council, explains the situation at Dalton Pass.
There's great plans by government and industry to develop uranium in this area. Here at Dalton Pass, the local Navajo people have taken a very strong stand against it. They've taken an absolute stand against it because they've seen what it's done to other communities, other Indian communities throughout the Southwest, and it's, you know, it's been a very bad experience in terms of inflicting damage, irreversible damage to the life and health and environment of all living things here in the area. Most of the uranium in the Southwest and throughout the nations on Indian land, and most of it is concentrated here in the Grants Mineral Belt. Uranium development started here about 30 years ago during the Cold War period. Uranium was needed to provide fuel for the nuclear weapons program during that time, and it's continuing mostly for providing fuel for nuclear reactors and such. Uranium development does bring jobs and employment and some income to the tribal government, but the costs and the impacts, the damage to the health and the environment, and the water, the air, the people, far outweigh the benefits, because the benefits are short term. Radiation kills you. It's killed a lot of Navajo people, killed quite a few Pueblo people, those people that worked in the mines years ago. They're now starting to die of lung cancer and leukemia and, you know, other related respiratory diseases due to their exposure to high levels of radiation. According to conservative estimates that are acknowledged by the government and by industry, at least 20% of the miners that work in underground mines will eventually die of lung cancer. Here in the Grants Mineral Belt, you have 7,500 miners working, and, you know, so you can safely assume that 1,500 of those miners will die of lung cancer. And uranium production here in New Mexico is expected to triple in the next 20 years. So you're talking about physical genocide of literally thousands of miners that are working in the mines.
Gay, a Navajo miner, worked in the uranium mines of Colorado for 20 years. He now has lung silicosis, believed to be the pre-malignant form of lung cancer. Through his son Eugene, he describes the effect of mining on his life.
I'm sitting with a driller inside the uranium mine, and there was supposed to be water to settle the dust after a blast was made, but so far he told me there weren't any. And he retired in 1969 when he found that they found a hole inside his right lung about the size of a half dollar or a quarter. And it started affecting his lungs, thyroid, right up on here. and his bones and his arms and his legs. And he said those uranium mines up over there will start affecting people in about 15 to 20 years. Because he's been through it. He knows what radiation will do to its body, to your body. Internally, it will affect the organs in several parts of the body. He takes this medicine right here, but he knows that it's going to kill him in about 2 or 3 years. Just this medicine just sort of takes the pain away from him. And whatever they tell you that it's safe, don't listen to them, because it's going to bother you in 15 or 20 years. Because they just only experimented on guinea pigs. Guinea pigs don't live 20 years. I know that.
Fanny Yazzie is one of the Red Rock widows, women whose minor husbands died of lung-related diseases, and the first to sue Kerr McGee Corporation for compensation. Through translator Elsie Peshlikai, she speaks of the pain cancer brings.
Cancer is such a horrible thing to see, because you see them thinning away, eating away internally inside them, and there's so much pain. It's really something when you see people who have husbands and they live well together and they make life. And I used to have all that until I went to all the sorrow. And my children, they're in school and they watch other children and they have their fathers coming to get them. They have fathers, you know, who will prepare the way. But my children are alone and they watch.
Probably the most profound statement was made at Mount Taylor by an ex-miner, that Navajo miner that's dying of lung cancer, when he said that all this uranium mining should stop until they find a cure for cancer.
Physicians in general are ignorant of the effects of radiation and ignorant of alpha and beta radiation and gamma radiation. I would say the medical community, for the most part, is absolutely unprepared to deal with any kind of radiological emergency anywhere in this country. It's an absolute disgrace. And furthermore, the health data for people exposed to radiation, health studies have been so poor. Probably many problems, not just cancer and genetic problems, but many problems are not even recognized by the medical community as being related to radiation.
That was Ted Davis, member of Physicians for Social Responsibility. John Redhouse further explains the problems caused by uranium development.
Uranium milling produces a lot of tailings, and that's the waste byproduct of the uranium ore that's produced. And these are literal mountains of waste that are dumped outside these uranium mills. And they're highly radioactive. They contain 85% of the original radioactivity present in the ore. And this is highly deadly. A lot of Navajo people have built their homes from this, from these tailings. So they're living in radioactive homes and they're dying. These tailings are lie exposed in the open atmosphere and they're blown off into the wind. Wind and water erosion. They seep into the underground water supply, which feeds the vegetation, which feeds the agriculture. The livestock that feed off that agriculture and vegetation die. The humans who feed off the livestock die. And then it's passed through genetically, so it's a problem that affects future generations, affects the unborn as well. With uranium development, you have the energy boomtown factor. A lot of outsiders come on in and stress the local infrastructure here. You have a clash of cultures. You have a literal invasion of outsiders into this area, so that creates not only social problems like alcoholism and suicide, but also creates a lot of racial and cultural incidents as well. Yeah, the company has approached the Bureau of Indian Affairs of the Department of Interior to approach the tribal councils to lease away their lands. And unfortunately, the tribal councils don't have the necessary expertise or the information to adequately assess the uranium proposals. They have to rely upon the BIA and the U.S. Geological Survey. And those are basically your pro-development agencies, governmental agencies. The tribal government has leased out most of this land here in, back in the early 70s, before the effects of radiation from previous mining really showed up.
It really shocked me how we didn't know how the leases were obtained. The Navajo tribe had leased out 2,500 acres to United Nuclear. First they had a public hearing in January in Crown Point, and they said they were going to build a uranium mine. By that time, we didn't even know what a uranium mine was.
Elsie Peshlakai, Dalton Pass resident and worker at DNA Legal Services.
So my father and I, we start traveling around. And all this traveling, trying to get information from the BIA. The BIA didn't know. They said that lease is already signed. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And so we went to Window Rock. Okay, who signed this? Who could sign away this lease without telling the people? And a lot of this caused a lot of heartache, a lot of worry, and the pressure was just incredible.
The Dalton Pass chapter has passed a resolution opposing uranium development on tribal lands. 91 residents have also filed suit against the Departments of Energy, Interior, and Agriculture, the Tennessee Valley Authority, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
They're trying to go through legal channels to stop uranium mining until the technology can be found to be safe. They want to stop it until the environmental impacts of past uranium mining can be fully assessed. According to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, uranium mining and milling presents a far greater threat and hazard to people's health than the other stages of the fuel cycle. That includes nuclear reactors, that includes high-level nuclear waste. A study done by Los Alamos Scientific Laboratory says that, or recommends that, uranium mining and milling should be, or that activity should be zoned into areas that are free from human habitation.
Despite these government findings and recommendations, the BIA estimates that 107 uranium mines and 21 mills will be in operation in the San Juan Basin of New Mexico alone by the year 2000. So far, the companies involved have refused to accept any responsibility or give compensation for the diseases and deaths which have occurred as a result of their uranium development. The U.S. is determined to become energy self-sufficient at any cost. But the Indian people, under whose land lies over one half of the United States' total uranium resources, are increasingly saying no to the hazards, the hardships, and the cancer which uranium development has brought to their communities. For more information on energy development on Indian lands, contact the American Indian Environmental Council, P.O. Box 7082, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87194.